our biggest problem right now is that we are very short of cash. Our revenue line is very close to dipping below insolvency right now. And to provide us with this infusion of cash will give us an ability to operate our network for several years without having to worry that we're going to run out of cash. That coupled with several of the other provisions makes us viable entity, would make us viable if this was enacted for a number of years.
If you get the breathing room,
yes,
what are the first things that you'll have to do as the Postal Service to make sure that you have this long-term sustainability?
We have a plan to reduce our operating costs by around $20 billion by the end of 2014. What this will do would be to allow us to begin to consolidate some of our networks, both at postal networks as well as our retail networks. It would also give us the ability to go to five-day delivery by 2013. That means that we'd be able within a year to begin saving $3 billion a year in savings by 2014. So it would allow us to begin taking costs out of the system at a level that, while not as quickly as we would like, fast enough to be able to sustain the Postal Service, I think, over a number of years.
The president rejected two of your proposals.
Yes.
The first would allow you to basically break union contracts and,
sure,
and be able to lay off 100,000 workers. And the other one would allow you to pull your employees out of the federal benefit programs,
yes,
and put them in your own. To the,
yes,
first, Obama said no. To the second,
right,
one, he said, that's complicated. We're not,
yes,
going to decide that right now.
Right.
Are those programs essential to your, again, your long-term sustainability, or without them, would you be okay?
We need to be able to downsize the Postal Service. We're going to be shrinking our retail and our transportation and delivery networks fairly dramatically. Our calculation is by 2014, we're going to need to reduce headcount in the Postal Service by somewhere in the neighborhoods between 100 and 120,000 people. The question is how to do that. We have 150,000 employees right now who, for example, would be eligible to retire. By giving us the FERS money, it would enable us to use that money for incentives for our employees, for buyouts for our employees. How quickly the attrition operates, again, we'd have to wait and see. But at least it is a significant down payment for us in taking that headcount out of the system. And we'd certainly be more than happy to see what happens over the next 2 years, how quickly we've been able to do it, and then reassess what steps we need to take at that point.
And what about the idea of pulling your employees out of the benefits program?
This was a proposal that we came up with in a fairly short time frame because we needed some relief right away and we needed to resolve the retiree health benefit issue going forward. What the president's proposal has done is given us at least a two-year period to be able to work through some of the complications of that program, get everybody familiar with it, discuss exactly how we would manage that program. So it gives us the kind of time that we would need, I think, to develop it more fully, work with the Congress and work with the administration to implement that.
Ron, I want to ask you about this ISA legislation markup.
Mm-hmm.
He said that allowing the Postal Service to get back some of that retirement money would amount to a bailout, so he doesn't support that.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the things that you're going to be watching for during this markup?
The money in the system is money that the postal employees have put into the system. You know, this is not taxpayer money. This is money that our own employees have put in, and we're asking to get that overpayment back to the employees. In terms of the markup, we are certainly heartened that the chairman sees the importance of moving quickly to get postal legislation done this year. And we want to work with him, we want to work with the administration, and work with the Senate to come up with a package that is bipartisan and appeals to everyone, can help stabilize the Postal Service's financing going forward.